Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35,000ths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. And that's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
All right. This week, we're supposed to be covering the topic of wholesaling real estate. And we'll touch on that maybe a teeny bit today. We'll pick back up on it tomorrow. But in combination with talking about wholesaling real estate, you know what that whole thing is and how you can make money on it. And we want to set up some offline groups with this as well, setting up teleconferences and all that. The topic for today, which we're going to cover all this week and heavy into next year, is household trade science. Household trade science. And that's my coined term for that. Let me explain what the household trade sciences are. And let's start with the word first, trade. Trade basically is business, commerce, trading, business. But household trade science, in context of what we're talking about and what we shall be doing, and hopefully some of you will participate with us. I break it down into these categories. Pest control trade science, that's people that are interested in starting a business getting rid of household pests. like, you know, roaches, rodents, things of that nature. That can be a very lucrative business. And where do you go to get training for that? I myself got it on the job, being a landlord. Then, because you got the residential side, you got the commercial side. Then we have household equity science, and that deals with recognizing that that's where the utility companies really get the people, because we show you how you can tap in, how you can take that business away from them, do it legally, and you can profit for it, or at the very least save on your monthly electric bill, heating bill, or gas bill, and water bill. So that's household equity science. And these are courses that we will be offering in our school, which is titled Earth Wealth Energy Houseversity. And the word Houseversity is simply housing school, not real estate school, housing school. All right. And it's spelled Hausversty. Now, Haus, that's the German spelling of the word house. All right, thus Houseversity, one word. Anyway, continuing on with the household trade sciences, household appliance, household trade appliance science. And that's essentially how you can make money repairing stoves or ranges, the oven and the stove top combination, dishwashers, microwaves, washing machines, dryers, and refrigerators. And the reason why we're offering that, there really isn't a whole lot of schools that you can go to, mainstream, maybe some technical colleges, definitely not any four-year institutions, where they're teaching people how to repair household appliances. You know, things like, what happens when the stove goes out? You can make a career out of that. So there are household appliances, once again, your range. Some people call it a stove and oven, but the household cooking range, the microwave, the refrigerator/freezer, the washing machine, dryer. Instead of getting a new one, learn how to repair those things. Now, the average consumer is not going to do this, but I'm speaking to the people out there that are I'm speaking to two types of people. People that are looking for a business opportunity, a career opportunity, and landlords. Every landlord, if you're going to get into you're going to spend a lot of money. Particularly if you're supplying refrigerators, cooking ranges, washing machine dryers, you're going to spend some money over the years, if you're in it long enough, on paying repairmen. Learn this stuff. Learn. This is why we're making it available in our school. Learn this stuff as a landlord, and then train others from scratch on how to do that. You'll be saving a ton of money. You'll be saving a ton of money. All right, so household appliance trade school. We'll have courses in that and how to repair those items. And then household media trade science. And that's dealing with how to repair smartphones, tablets, laptops, how to repair those items. And I got a $940 phone I'm talking to right now. I got a Samsung Note 8. paid like $940 on it, or for it. Now, here's how I got to that. Before that, I had a $600 Samsung. I like Samsung products. And before that, I had a, $300 LG, I believe. Now, when I went in, or was it a, no, that was a Samsung also. When the $300 phone needed a whatever, some kind of repairs, I went into the T-Mobile store and said, you know, for a repair. And they said it would be cheaper to just go ahead and buy a new one. So I ended up with a $600 phone. And then after 18 months or so, it was less than 2 years, I went back into another T-Mobile store because I figured I just needed a battery or something like that. Same thing. It'll be cheaper to buy a new phone. So I went up the price ladder. Now, all it needed was a charging port. That's all it was needed was a charging port. And that's how I got to this $940 phone. Now, I love this phone. Love Samsung products. But I recently found out within the last week or so that I can go online and get the tools and the charging port, power port, and the bat, all that for a low amount of money. So, and they, I know where to go. So, where to go and the professionals that can teach you how to do this stuff and even make it into a business. So, and we, you, just speaking for myself, I've got two smartphones I use on a regular daily basis. One's got a slight hairline crack, but I know where to go now and how to get that. I know who to go to teach me how to do that. So we're going to bring them into our camp and teach people on how to pick up this, because that's a lot of money on the table. All right. That's a lot of money on the table. So how to repair smartphones, tablets, and laptops, how to repair those, and that's under household media trade. And we'll have a school set up for that. We're talking about hands-on people. There'll be a little lecture, maybe about 10 to 20% lecture. The rest of it is hands-on. So at the very least, you'll be able to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in repairing your own smartphones, tablets, laptops, and probably including viruses, how to get rid of viruses, all that stuff. The other, and this all comes under household trade science. The word science means knowledge. The reason why a lot of people are spending money on these items is because they're not knowledgeable in these things. They're not teaching it primarily in mainstream schools. And like I said, right now, you can make a career out of it. Sears is basically, it looks like they might be going out of business. They've really streamlined, but they used to hire people, and they had schools that taught their appliance trainees or hirees, they taught them a trade. They taught them how to repair televisions, how to repair refrigerators, how to repair ranges. And then a lot of those people took that knowledge and started businesses to complement their Sears paycheck. Some of them went full-time with it. All right. So we're going to start offering that because there's a need for that. So we got something for media, we got something for household appliances, household equity, and that's talking about your water bill, your electric bill. Let's get off the grid with the local electric company, the local water company, and the local gas company, use renewables. We'll be teaching you how to set that up in your home. And that's our main thing. So we'll have many courses on this, and that's the part of the curriculum that we're working on now. So those are the household trade sciences. Okay. And mainstream is some of your so-called, I don't know, they used to call them vocational schools. And a lot of vocational schools are not teaching this. I taught at a vocational school, and they weren't teaching anything under the applied household, weren't teaching anything under the household appliance trades. At the school I was at, let's see, matter of fact, in that school system at the time, I had one school that taught barbering for the men or women. They taught at another school, they taught auto body. They taught plumbing. They had electrical wiring on the curriculum, but they could not find a teacher to teach it. So the students that were at that school did not get that at all, even though they enrolled. There was no teacher that taught that. That particular, actually, was two or three years, they didn't have a teacher for that. Masonry, I think they had a teacher for that. They had another teacher. They were looking for somebody for electrical. But they were really shorthand. But nobody was teaching anything on household appliances, which I call appliance trade technology, or appliance trade technology, or applied trade sciences. Because you can pick a number of things and just specialize at it. But these are things, and you know what? Some of the best people that you can go to learn this, and we're going to hopefully bring some of them into our camp, are handymen. A person that can come in, if your stove's not working, they know how to fix it. If the microwave's not working, they know how to fix it. If the refrigerator's on the blank, they know how to fix it. Okay. And for the most part, these industries that I'm talking about are virtually unregulated. Now, when it comes to refrigeration, there might be some regulation there. But if you can find a good handyman, particularly those who know how to troubleshoot, those are people that you can really learn from. So, matter of fact, I'm going to call one today that I've worked with for over 30 years. So we're going to offer those courses. Like I say, we'll have maybe 10 to 20% of this online. We'll introduce it that way, but there'll be offline workshops on where you get hands-on instruction on how to repair, and then courses on how to take that skill set and convert it into a business. So this all comes under our household trade sciences menu that we have at Earthweb Energy House University. So I'm excited about that going into the new year. And like I say, even if you don't plan on using it for business, just knowing some of the basics on how to repair a range in your house, a cooking range or a microwave and a refrigerator and a washer or dryer can save you a bunch of money. All right. And then landlords, same thing. It will save you a bunch of money. And I'm so glad I came across this type of thinking and opportunity and could make it available to you, because I've got a dryer right now where it went out. So I was in the mode of thinking, you know, let me get a new one. And then good old YouTube University ran across somebody who led me to this, that, or the other. And so I'm not going to throw that out. It probably just needs a fuse in it. That's it. I was going to give, I mean, just, and I think about how many people give away washing machines and dryers that don't work, simply because they did not know anything about applied trade science or applied trade science, how to repair stuff. And then you have these people that come along. A lot of Jewish people did it at first, and a lot of them still do. And Arabs do it too. And these people pick this stuff, you know, off your sidewalk, or you pay them to come pick it up, to haul it off, and they repair it. And they resell it to somebody else. So we're excited about that. Okay, we got about 8 minutes left. We're going to play Solar Cabin. Because we're going to incorporate all that into this as well, because there's this renewable energy trades, and the building trades when it comes to what I call dwelling technology, when it comes to sustainable housing. Anybody's got any questions on household trade sciences that they want to ask me, they can give me a call directly at 202-280-5153. That's 202-280-5153. We'll announce that number right after we play Solar Cabin.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14, Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat, takes a lot less money to cool, it's a lot easier to clean, it's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Now, that course, we offer a course on what you just heard, and that'll come under our Four Greenhouses. It's titled Four Greenhouses. And it's loosely based on the Monopoly game, where, and that it's, we have Four Greenhouses 101, Four Greenhouses 202, Four Greenhouses 303, Four Greenhouses 404. They're all immersion-based courses, starting off with, just like in a Monopoly game, you had to buy the land first. That's what the first Four Greenhouses course is about, buying the land. And it's actually buying land by the acre. That's what Four Greenhouses 101 is about. In 202, we go up the line of stacking that on there. We'll go more into that tomorrow, plus wholesaling. We weren't able to touch on wholesaling today. We'll get in that tomorrow. If you got any questions on household trade, this household trade sciences, or how you can enroll in Earth Wealth Energy House Versity, give me a call at 202-280-5153. And we should be offering one or two free classes as well. But the meat and potato classes you got to pay for, but we'll be offering a couple of complimentary classes to go more into detail. All right, on that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.
At Jiffy Lube, we care about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts will check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll care for your car like we care for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.